John Owens is the Chief Information Officer at the Patent and Trademark Office and reviewing the lessons learned from the IT Veterans Hiring Fair 2015 happening just a couple of weeks back. John, thank you very much for joining me today. What overall is your IT strategy at PTO? I know you have a very heavy mobile workforce presence, and I imagine that informs the way that you go about doing your business. What skills and what expertise are you looking for in your workforce right now? Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. You know, I want the most technical workforce that I could get. Because the United States Patent and Trademark Office cannot just purchase the patent and trademark examination system, which would be the obvious thing to do, we have to build it in-house. So to really get a good quality product, we're looking for skilled computer scientists, computer engineers with degrees, to join us here at the USPTO, join our staff of other very highly skilled and competent individuals, and join our agile teams and continue to build out our products and services for both internal and external use.
When you say the most technical workforce that you can get, what do you mean by that? Is that just technical skills, or is that a kind of a worldview of the way they look at delivering solutions to customers, or what does that mean exactly?
So it's a mix of not only view but acceptance. We're using agile development practices in a DevOps environment for rapid delivery. We iterate very quickly in 2 to 3 week sprints over new functionality. We add it to our code bases and release regularly, quarterly. And I'd like to release as much as monthly, if at all possible, once we start picking up a good rhythm. What I've noticed to drive the high quality with my contractors is actually adding my own development staff that are computer scientists and computer engineers right to the sprint teams to evaluate the code quality coming from the vendor, to contribute to the teams themselves, help manage through difficult discoveries of problems in the architecture and during development. And I've noticed that when I put highly skilled federal employees on the same teams with contractors, the quality triples. And it's that quality that drives the performance here at the USPTO, knowing that we are a production environment that's totally fee-funded. And, you know, we drive a high level of quality to drive high-quality patents, which is a major initiative we have going on, which is to improve the quality of patents at its core. And a lot of that is done on the machinery of IT.
How does your non-technical customer base respond to that fast updating? I mean, that's probably a much different environment, especially for folks who have been in the government for a long time, much different environment than they're used to, I imagine, John.
They are shocked. you know, we've gone from every couple of years releases to yearly releases and now multiple times a year releases. Most of that is focused internally. We are constantly releasing new bits of data to the public, new APIs to the data, new sites, new betas to go look at. We just released a new website this year. I mean, there's a constant evolution of trying to make it better, faster, simpler. One of the things with DevOps and rapid engineering, rapid development, and a highly skilled set of engineers that are federally employed, not to mention the contractors that you have, is you can literally take feedback and incorporate it very quickly. And that's what we want to do. We want to take that feedback from the public, the feedback from the patents examiners, the feedback from the trademark examiners, the feedback from the patents and trademark trial and appeal boards and their customers and our constituents in the world, and really iterate over releases and making the data available, making the systems highly available, highly usable, customizable, to really draw people into applying for patents and trademarks in a newer, friendlier, easier way, an experience unlike they can get anywhere else in the world.
How do you sift through all of that feedback and determine this is something that we should definitely do, this is something we should study more, this probably doesn't fit with our goals, this doesn't fit with where we're headed?
Well, I think the stars up above, I don't do it alone. It's done with the patents and trademarks businesses, or the Patents and Trademarks Trial and Appeal Boards, you know, because they have separate businesses, though they are tied to patents and trademarks. They work with the constituency. They work with the public. They look through all the information. And it's really what the business, let's say patents, for example, sits down with me and sets the priority of what they want to build when, what features they want to give when, because they are the revenue generation side of the business. And their close contact to their business and their customers really gives them better insight than any of my people could really get. But once it's chosen, you know, what we are going to focus on and what system needs to be upgraded or built or changed, it's really then done as a partnership with parts of patents and parts of trademarks and so on to work with us on the Scrum teams themselves. Our customers work daily on the Scrum teams to shape and mold you know, the work that we're doing. We also employ user-centered design, which means regularly we go to our customers, a larger collection of customers, or even our public advisory committees, and show them our products and gather their feedback and say, here's what we've done. What do you think? What would you like to tweak and change? Now, all of that's possible by having a higher technical knowledge on the federal side, right, to manage with the contractor the deliverables, to focus on that level of quality, to really up the game and bring the systems that we have here, not only at the USPTO, but I would think anywhere else in the government, up to what most people consider modern standards of 24/7 availability and no planned downtime and, you know, so on and so forth, that we're really shooting for here.
John Owens is the Chief Information Officer at the Patent and Trademark Office. I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that you're reviewing the results of the Veterans Hiring Fair 2015, happened a couple of weeks ago. What'd you take away from that as far as the people who came, the caliber of their ability, and how well they're prepared to fit into the workforce that you're building for the next 5 to 10 years, John?
So it was a lot of fun. I have to tell you, this is the second veterans event that we've done. I myself partook in conducting some of the interviews. I also gave, you know, several speeches over the 2 days and encouraged folks to apply. There was a high preponderance of veterans with IT skills that we were looking for. And I think we pretty much filled up the entire 2-day schedule, every slot, with getting someone either a walk-in or a scheduled interview with an interview. Unfortunately, the draw for heavy computer scientists or computer engineers was much less than I would have liked. There was a high preponderance of folks in the project management, IT security, and other engineering, network engineering disciplines, and so on. I myself got to conduct only one interview with a computer scientist who traveled in from out of state, drove overnight to come here to interview with us. And I was very happy to see him and was hoping that others would be drawn in with the computer science degrees, with the skills to come join the team. Didn't get as many of those as I had liked. But for all the other positions that we had, there was a stiff competition. We had multiple candidates for each one of those positions. And we're finishing up the hiring right now.
Is finding that computer scientist pool a tough pull overall, or do you think that's peculiar to the veterans community that was the subject of this particular hiring fair?
No, I don't think it's peculiar just to the veterans, though I think that any veteran out there that was looking for a job in the IT field, you know, becoming a computer programmer, computer scientist, actual software engineer, developer, is a very good career field, not just because that's my career field, but because it's a relatively lucrative one. It's also one in high demand, and it's going to remain so if you look at the intersection of technology that's out there in the world, or the number of patents we review in the area. But I think I read somewhere recently that less than 5% of all graduates in the United States come out with a computer science degree or a computer engineering degree. And so there's a very high demand in a very small pool of people to fulfill that demand. And so I knew it was going to be tough. There's just because it was tough, though, I was still going to look for it. And we did find a few. And, of course, through them, we encouraged them to have their friends apply and, you know, find others. But it is tough all around to really attract that level of employee, someone with one of those hard-to-find degrees, because you have to be competitive in the market, you know, for which you can pay and compensate and so on and so forth.
You mentioned this is the second one of these that you've done. What do you think you'll do differently when you do this again, whether it's next year or you do a different type of event on a different scale based on what you've learned this time around, John?
You know, we're constantly learning and evaluating. We learned from the first one. We didn't repeat any of the mistakes we made in the first one, which I'm always glad not to repeat mistakes. the second one was even better. We hit closer to our targeted number of folks in and actually interviewing, and they were pre-approved, and it was less confused. I'm actually hoping to open it up to not only veterans, but other folks maybe with disabilities or other types of hiring events, let's say the Pathways program, for example, which is an initiative to get students out of college right into federal service as a first job. And there are other hiring authorities, not the same as veterans, and not to detract from the sacrifice that the veterans have given us and the responsibility we have as feds to make sure that they are welcomed and cared for in our community, but also give other federal programs that allow hiring flexibilities into the same type of hiring event. So though that conversation is not yet done, I'm hoping to expand it to those with not only veterans, but those with disabilities and those other hiring programs that the president and others have granted us the ability to use.
Well, John, I congratulate you on the success of this event. I thank you for your time to talk about it today, and I wish you well. I appreciate your time.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. I hope you have a good day.